This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I know people are going to want to vent about the Red Wings. We'll do it at 7:35. The pulse of Hockey Town, out of the playoffs as you wake up today. Fed up would be the tone we've had on the ticket text this morning. But the other side of the coin is the Pistons, John. And you have the question for the Pistons.
Yeah. Are they going to win a playoff series? I don't think there's any question right now that they're going to be in the playoffs. They're playing as a play, unless something catastrophic happens. But let's just take that out of the equation and just say they keep playing the way they are. They are playing. They're a hot team right now. They're playing with great rhythm. They're a well-coached team. Their young players are showing up. Their veteran players are showing up. They're a team that I expect 100% to be, and it's not a 51, this is a 100% that they're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Can they win a playoff series? And how many of the teams that are going that they might face in the playoffs, which ones do you think they could win a playoff series against?
I think they could beat the Knicks. They've already beaten them twice this year. Cade's had some big performances at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks have struggled against some of the high-end teams. I think they're just kind of the Knicks are a playoff team that's not going to do much of anything. So that's a team that Detroit could pick off. If they're playing defense, right? That's part of what you need to do in the postseason. Detroit plays defense. They're not intimidated by the Knicks. The Knicks aren't very good. That's a team I think they could beat in a 7-game series. That might be the end of the list, though. Like, the Pacers have a winning record against teams above 500. I think the Pacers win a 7-game series against the Pistons. The only other team we need to consider is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And they're 2-0 against Detroit this year. Giannis crushes the Pistons.
But I think if they go to 7 games, it's going to be the Pistons. It's Doc Rivers.
If you can get him to game 7, sure. I don't know that it goes 7.
Even if you're down 3-0, I think you have a chance. I say that jokingly because of Doc Rivers' history. But I do think that there are three teams, and I'm way out of line on this, but I the Knicks, yes, I think they could beat. Is Indiana a team that I would give odds for beating? No, but I think they can win a 7-game series, and I think that would be the most entertaining series. It might be the most entertaining series up until whoever ends up playing in the finals. I don't think they're a team that reaches the finals. I don't even think they're a team that reaches the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think against Indiana, and is Indiana going to be that team where we saw the Pistons, you know, in the bad boy era, have to get over, you know, or get the hump, or, you know, get over the hump of Atlanta or Boston or the Lakers? Like, is the Indiana Pacers that team just because it's becoming a sneaky, fun rivalry?
It is. I don't know if it's sneaky at anymore.
Well, I think it's sneaky just because the Pistons fans are waking up.
Late arriving crowd.
Yeah.
They've played good games this year. I would note that the Pacers won 3 of the 4.
Sure.
And the Pacers have a winning record against teams above 500. The Pistons do not, by the way. The Pistons are 11-17 against teams with a winning record. I think they lose to the Pacers.
I think they probably lose, but I think they can win that series. I think they can win a series against Milwaukee, and I certainly think that they can win a series against New York. And the funny thing about it is, like, New York, out of those three teams, you know, by record, is the best of the three.
The Knicks, 12-15 against teams with winning records, right? So that just kind of tells you they've beat up on some bad teams. They're kind of a bloated 3 seed in the East. And again,
they're doing what they're supposed to do. beat up on bad teams.
Yeah. But I also love the idea of playing the Knicks in the playoffs because toppling them, the New York media machine, and seeing the Pistons come in and throw a mess in that, that'd be awesome.
So let me just a little shift here. Opening series, who would you rather see? The Knicks, because you believe that they have the best chance of winning that series and moving on. I understand that logic.
Yeah.
Or the Pacers, because it would be unbelievably entertaining and maybe more gratifying if they win that series. Now, it's unlikely that because of the where they are in the standings that they would face the Pacers in round one.
But you don't know. I mean, again, the Pacers, Bucks, and Pistons are all separated by one game in the standings, and we still have about 20 to go. This is still going to get shifted.
The Knicks would be a lot of fun. I would pick the Bucks.
Okay.
Because I think they're the best measuring stick. I think I would find out where this Pistons team is really at by playing the Bucks, because I think the Bucks got into a hole early in the season, and they've been playing well. They started slow. Their record, they may be better than their record is.
I think so.
I think they'll kind of flip a switch here and maybe pass the Knicks, at least in terms of record. But that's who I'd want to play, because I think if you're going to tell me somebody in the East besides the Celtics or Cavs is getting out of the East, it's the Bucks, and it stops there. So it would tell me where we're at.
Well, what's interesting in terms of the standings, if nobody has it in front of them right now, which if you're driving, I'm sure you don't, the Pistons have more wins than Milwaukee and Indiana. They also have two more losses. So they've played three more games than both of those teams. But that's where the Pistons are right now. They are right there, a half game behind Milwaukee and Indiana. And that could all sort itself out. It's a little bit misleading, but I'm hoping, and I mentioned the Pistons fans are waking up. Like, it's time to arrive.